You're listening to SBS News.
Less than a decade ago, Australia was gripped by a drinking culture that hurt people's physical and mental well-being. But new data shows that could soon all be a thing of the past, with alcohol consumption falling to its lowest level since 1961. Louise Gates from the Bureau of Statistics says immigration could be one of the factors behind the fall.
So it's definitely been heading in that direction, and I guess we get indications from some of our other surveys which show that the proportion of people who don't drink or rarely drink has been increasing over that time as well, and that's partly due to increased residents from overseas.
The Bureau of Statistics says almost 186 million litres of pure alcohol was consumed from 2016 to 2017, 2.4 million litres less than the previous year. That means 9.4 litres of pure alcohol is consumed for every person aged 15 years or more, equivalent of 2.6 standard drinks per person per day. Academic Julie Rober from the University of Technology, Sydney, studies the cross-cultural impacts of alcohol abstinence campaigns.
It's not surprising that 2008 was when we started to see the turning point and that the levels have just been dropping ever since. 2008 is when we saw the fever pitch around binge drinking. We saw the tax on alcopops go up at that time. It's also the year that Australia started Dry July, Febfast and October.
Although beer is the leading source of alcohol, it's been slowly declining since 2011. Reach Out Australia's CEO John O'Nicholas says this is because the generation of excessive drinkers has changed.
We've seen across a whole range of statistics is this generation of young people in particular are drinking less, are smoking less, are probably one of the safest, healthiest generations of young people in history.
He says while more and more young adults are actively choosing not to drink, Australia still faces a major problem.
One area of concern though is that when young people do drink, they tend to drink large amounts in a sitting. So we still have a really big challenge in communicating to young people around binge drinking and how unsafe that can be for them.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.